I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In Milwaukee Sports Talk Radio, there are the issues that we all talk about. And you, who have the final say, this is your show. It's Kim and Lavoie. Judgment Day.
If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and Lavoie, 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLavoie.com. Kim and Lavoie, they're your best defense.
Now, the Wendy's Big Show.
4 o'clock hour of the Wendy's Big Show here on 105.7 FM, The Fan, 1250 AM. And the radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here, and Gary Ellerson, former Badger and Packer running back. We make up the Wendy's Big Show 2 to 6 weekdays right here on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Would a chance at a three-peat have been worth playing to you? Now, Gary, we talked to you here, a former professional athlete, former Division I athlete at one of all of our favorite universities, the University of Wisconsin, in Madison. Now, Gary, when... You've been very open and honest saying that when you played with the Green Bay Packers, you never played in the playoffs.
Right.
You hadn't played in a championship game of that caliber.
Correct.
At this point, knowing what you do about professional sports and professional athletes, the will to win we always talk about, of being able to not push above what you believe you can, but knowing that you have more in the tank possibly at a certain point in time.
Right.
Would that situation that Kevin Durant was faced with last night, Game 5, an elimination game, you're down 3-1, but he's also the two-time reigning finals MVP. He came to Golden State to win championships, and it's shown that the team is different without you on the floor. With you on the floor, they are going to have an opportunity to have a three-peat of titles, something that only a few organizations, a few dynasties have been able to do in the NBA. Would a three-peat, a chance at three consecutive championships, and really three finals MVPs back-to-back-to-back, have been enough for you to take the risk that Kevin Durant did last night in Toronto in Game 5 of the NBA Finals?
So that's a good question. That's a good question for everyone that's out there. It's tough. I guess my answer would be yes. I just sent you over. Did you take a look at the I just sent you. It shows clearly
the close-up video of Kevin Durant's right lower leg when it gives.
Unbelievable.
They showed it way too many times on the broadcast last night that I didn't believe they would. They showed it too much.
Yeah,
it was
just unbelievable. I mean, I think when you're in sports, yes, I would. But you know, here's the thing, and it just felt like to me that the information. I guess if they would tell me, listen, you're going to blow out your Achilles if you go, I may be hesitant about that. Now, if they said you can't do any more damage, I'm going.
Because that's the issue. With the calf strain, it's linked to an Achilles.
Right.
It shows right there.
Right. But if they tell me I can't do any more damage, I'm going. But if they say your Achilles is going to roll up. And when they say that, you know that could be career ending. I don't know if I put my career... If I knew that information, we're going to find that out. I just don't know if I put my career, if I was Kevin Durant, I don't know if I put my career on the line knowing my contract's up. This year, I got nothing. Golden State better take care of them. And we're going to find out this information now. I guess I would have to weigh those options, but if they said you're going to blow out your Achilles tendon, would you? What if they said that to you? You're blowing out your Achilles tendon. If you go play, is you're popping it. Well, would you do it?
So my last...
That's the craziest.
My last game ever playing competitive football, I had broken my foot in pregame warmups.
Right.
I had played through the first half, and I went into the trainer's office during halftime, and they told me, dude, you're favoring your foot. You have a broken bone in there.
Right.
But if you keep playing the way you're playing, the next thing to go is going to be your ACL. You're going to blow out your ACL. So,
and
like,
that's painful in itself.
So that
folks have never had.
So that conversation to me set me back, and I said, "Dude, I'm 22 years old. Yeah. I'm not going to the NFL. I know that. I'm not playing. I'm not playing overseas. I'm not going to go play in Spain. I'm not going to go play in Italy.
This is it.
This is it. Yeah. This is the last time I'm going to play.
Right?
Do I want that? And for me, I said no.
Right.
But I was also playing in a Division III game at Elmhurst College down in the suburbs of Chicago.
I know where Elmhurst is.
I wasn't playing for another NBA championship to be in that legacy.
Right.
That situation.
Right.
Sparky, if you were Kevin Durant, if you were placed in this position, and folks can join the conversation and answer what they would do if they were Kevin Durant, would a three-peat, a chance at three consecutive championships, three consecutive finals MVPs, putting that on your legacy as one of the top players of all time.
And he would have been finals MVP had he brought this team back.
Oh, if they would have came back to win?
From 3-1? Yeah.
Would that have been worth playing to you last night if you were Kevin Durant?
Yeah, because with what Keith Kreider just got done saying, NBA agent himself, it doesn't matter that he's hurt. Everybody's going to offer him the max regardless if he's hurt or not this whole upcoming next season. He's going to get all the money still regardless of what happens. Do you know how many teams have three-peated? Six.
Yeah.
In a modern era, the Bulls twice and Miami. That's it. That's all. There is nothing else. So, Showtime Lakers, they didn't do it. Kobe and Shaq and those guys, I don't believe they did it. Bird and the Celtics, they didn't do it. None of them.
Yeah, the LeBron, Bosh,
they did
Wade,
Kobe and Shaq did. Kobe and Shaq did. Yeah. 2002.
Yeah.
But the Showtime Magic Johnson ones didn't. Larry Bird Celtics didn't do it either.
The first big three in KD, Ray Allen, and Paul Pierce couldn't do it.
Correct. They didn't do it either. Spurs haven't done it with, you know, Ginobili, Duncan, and Tony Parker, who's just retired. They didn't do it either. It's so very, very rare. And then if he would have won finals MVP, which you would have had to have thought he had to have won finals MVP if they came back to win the series, he would have had three finals MVPs, right?
Mm-hmm.
I can't imagine there's many guys that have three finals MVPs on their resume. Now you start talking about greatest ever and where he belongs and all that other stuff. Yeah, I think it separates you from the rest of the pack because there's not many people that can be in this conversation.
Correct.
Bill Russell can be in this conversation because they won like six in a row or seven in a row, whatever.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan obviously did it twice, so he's obviously in the conversation. Durant, LeBron. But, I mean, there's not a lot of guys that you can go into that conversation with. And then he doesn't sacrifice money, right? So this isn't a situation where, let's say, it's Chris Middleton getting ready to get his first max contract ever, blows out his Achilles, and now nobody's going to give him that money. This is Kevin Durant that's going to get this money regardless if he can play next year or not. And again, still waiting to see what the injury officially is and how long he's out, but the assumption is he's going to miss all of next year with the Achilles. And if that's the case, and you have a chance to make history like that, yeah, absolutely I'd play.
Would you have taken the chance that Kevin Durant did? A chance at a three-peat of the NBA Finals titles and the NBA Finals MVP, a three-peat of those, would that have been worth playing to you? 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7FM, The Fan. Also, while you're tweeting us, who would be the MVP of the NBA if voting ended today? Use the hashtag Big Show MVP for your chance to be qualified for a pair of Summerfest tickets given away here today on the Wendy's Big Show. So, Gary, in that same vein, you're looking at, I didn't even realize this until I was just watching and consuming everything this morning.
Right.
I couldn't sleep last night until about 2 a.m.
Uh-huh.
Like watching it just felt like you saw somebody that was at the peak of their game.
Right.
Just right down in front of you in a situation where you almost knew something was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And when he comes off the floor, there's the one image where he's walking off and he says the four-letter word as he looks up in the air, and you can just tell it sunk into him like,
yeah, it's over.
I made this choice. Now I'm going to have to sit in this grave for the next year.
Yeah.
As bad as that sounds, that's what it really is. Kawhi said it last night. He goes, the issue for me is I'm just hoping, and I know he will because he's a strong individual, be able to keep his composure for the next 12 months, 9 months while he does
over.
This.
Over. And then you got a guy like Kawhi who says, I'm not playing.
Because he knew his body. He listened to his body.
Yeah, I'm not playing with his injury. I'm going to sit out the whole year. I don't care what y'all say. And so you have the opposite end of the spectrum. And you have this other guy who is saying, who already has a championship but looking to get three, I'm going to put on the line. I just think Kevin Durant, though, too, and we don't know. I would just love to know the information. I mean, I would love to know the information if they told him, if you're going to go, you're blowing out your Achilles.
Like if,
that's different information.
If it was that cut and dry,
yes.
Right? Like if they said, Kevin, this is what the situation
is. This is what could happen. Could happen. You can blow your Achilles. Ask me a question. Would I still do it?
Would a chance at a three-peat have been worth it to you to do
it? Yeah, I would have done it. I would have blown it out. Because you got all the money.
Right. The money is no issue.
You got all the
for
money.
Him.
Team is going to take care of you. You're used to pain anyway. The pain ain't going to be a big deal.
Right.
If you play sports all your life, you know that's pain. Pain is temporary. Mm-hmm. We already know that. So let's go for it. Yes, I would do the same thing.
414-799-1250.
What a
chance.
I just convinced myself of it just now. Just so you know.
See, and like that, though, that's how the situation can be if you're Kevin Durant sitting in that chair. Yeah.
You him a hard body.
On that
goes,
training
I'm
table.
Going.
You got the game ready strapped up to your ankle.
And you got all your boys, and you know, look at them. Klay hurt, came back. Boogie, you saw Boogie whole quad twinging out.
And he busted his Achilles last year. Was training with it in front of you all year long.
Right. How you say no? You can't say no. Just can't.
There's always a difference between like when your boy, Chris Carter said this earlier today. I thought it was a really, really good point where there's a difference between your guys knowing that you're hurt and talking to you before like the week going into the game or the night before going into the game. Mm-hmm. And he said, I would always tell my guys, hey man, listen to your body. I don't know what your body's telling you. Listen to your body. But if you get hurt during the game, usually that conversation is a little bit different. Usually it's, hey, man, we need you.
Right.
Hey, are you good, man? We need you.
Right.
We
right.
need you.
Yeah.
And in this situation, I think they all knew that they needed Kevin Durant, but I don't think any of them would have told him otherwise. But conflicting reports. A lot of people were saying that people in that locker room were wondering when Kevin Durant was going to come back, if Kevin Durant was going to come back, and they were going angstful to when he was going to come back.
Guessing that'd be Draymond. Wombat.
Come on,
Wombat. Wombat, that was Draymond leading that parade in that locker room. Wombat?
No, I don't want to
considering these two were going
gamble.
At it all year long?
Come on, I don't bet like that. Unless we're betting, I'll bet you a Frosty. How about that?
Hey, Wendy's Quality Kids Meals have everything your kids
just
like.
Just won a lot of Frosties on that U.S. women's team.
For just $1.99 after 4 o'clock. It's after 4 o'clock right now. So if you're looking for somewhere to go grab a quick meal for your kids and yourself, Wendy's is the place. There's no need to cut corners or anything like that. $1.99 kids meals after 4 o'clock and get something for yourself, too, at participating Wendy's for a limited time. And like I've said before, hey, if your kids are participating in youth sports and they're under 18, stop at Wendy's while they're in their jersey or their uniform, and they'll give you a free small Frosty for it, too. And don't forget, your favorite made-to-crave menu just got an upgrade, a chicken upgrade. Just when you thought the Made to Crave menu couldn't get any more delicious, they've got a full lineup of awesome chicken sandwiches joining the ranks. Introducing the Avocado BLT Sandwich, the Sussum Bacon Chicken Sandwich, and the Barbecue Chicken Sandwich. Three bold choices packed with flavor. So why settle for basic when you can upgrade with fresh, never frozen beef or tasty premium chicken? Go ahead, satisfy those cravings with any one of Wendy's epic choices.
If you were Kevin Durant, would a chance at a three-peat have been worth playing to you? 414-799-1250. Kim and LaVoy, Judgment Day here on the Wendy's Big Show.
It's a Kim and LaVoy Judgment Day on the Wendy's Big Show. If you've been arrested for drunk driving or any other criminal offense, call Kim and LaVoy at 262-796-1400. That's 262-796-1400. Or go to KimandLaVoy.com. Kim and LaVoy, they're your best defense.
You know, on the one hand, I'm so proud of them, the amazing heart and grit that they showed. And on the other, I'm just devastated for Kevin. And so it's a bizarre feeling that we all have right now. An incredible win and a horrible loss at the same time.
Let me tell you something about Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant loves to play basketball, and the people that questioned whether he wanted to get back to this team were wrong. And I'm not here to... He's one of the most misunderstood people. He's a good teammate. He's a good person. It's not fair. I'm lucky to know him.
Steve Kerr and Bob Myers, head coach and president of basketball operations for the Golden State Warriors, respectively, after last night's game where Kevin Durant goes down with what is expected to be and what is presumed to be a ruptured Achilles tendon in the right leg after he had already suffered calf strain in that right leg. The video shows it.
When you look and you see it rolls up, it appears that thing rolled up.
Yeah, you don't have to look for a second shooter on the grassy knoll in that one. That thing's gone. It just
When you watch it, you can see it roll up. Now, that's how it normally looks. I've seen them before in life, real life.
Person, it's just so bad.
I've seen blown out knees and just up close and personal. I've seen one knee where one guy was laying one way and the other way. You know what they said? Let's move it over to the other field.
Other hash.
In this case, I was with the Lions. Let's move it over to the other field. Let's go to the North field. Then next thing you know, he'd come to car, he'd come to ambulance.
Especially when first game's in 2 days. Gotta get going.
Yeah, we gotta get practice in. That's what's so sometimes about sports is so weird. I don't know if it's demeaning, but it's just like how it just keeps going, doesn't stop.
Jalen Rose said it earlier today, and he used a term of like giving a piece of flesh to the game, and fans seemingly always want to see you give that piece of yourself to the game. Kevin Durant, I think, changed the narrative of Kevin Durant last night.
And he shouldn't have to. See, and that's because of the persona that most people had of Kevin Durant, because he left Oklahoma, went to Golden State, a team that was already winning championships, and just made it an unstoppable team.
And just so beat them when they were up 3-1. Right.
He was always questioned about that all the time. And they were always looking for Kevin Durant. And in this year, it was all about, you know, whether he was going to come back, whether he was going to go. He had a huge argument with Draymond Green about all that stuff. So, yeah, and then now he's got to go and try to prove himself. Yeah, it's stupid.
And when you're Kevin Durant, it feels like the conversations were always, if it was the media or if it was fans, it was always the Warriors and KD. Like you'd always separate them. It felt like they were two different entities. Bob Myers, I think, just poo-pooed that misnomer, that they are together. They were one group in this cause. No?
Not with Draymond. Nope. I'm sorry. Y'all can love yourself some Draymond Green all you want. It was Draymond, and he thought the rest of his guys in his locker room against Kevin Durant, because they were there before KD. And I don't really think Draymond really likes the whole idea of Kevin Durant getting all this love the last couple of years and taking away from what they did before Kevin Durant got there.
May not.
I think that's part of it. And he gets angry when he hears them essentially getting discredited, saying, well, they can't do it without KD, and that's why they're on this run. And I'm sure that makes him angry and affects his ego to a certain degree. This whole thing, you know, with their front office and Durant and crying and all this other stuff, I would assume this probably helps them greatly. Get Kevin Durant back.
Oh, no doubt about it.
I would assume this helps them greatly get him back, whether it's him just picking up the player option for one more year and getting paid while he's rehabbing, or he signs a long-term deal at that point, and they do that going forward.
Because I don't think he knew how much he was really loved by those players until that actually happened last night.
I would love to know.
What'd you love to know, Steve?
They have this conversation with Kevin Durant. If Draymond Green's name comes out of Kevin Durant's mouth of, I'd really like to see him somewhere else if I'm going to come back and play for this team. I really don't want to deal with him again. Just would wonder if that would come out of KD's mouth of, like, I'll come back, I'll do this deal, me and Steph, we'll rock it forever and whatever else is around us, but I really don't want to deal with that dude anymore. Just wonder if that comes up at some point.
So we're asking, would a chance at a three-peat have been enough to get you on the floor in this situation for Kevin Durant? Now, You have a staunch disdain for Draymond Green. Mm-hmm. Do you believe Draymond Green would have done the same thing?
Yeah.
No questions asked.
Draymond Green wants to win, man. I mean, he's about as big of a competitor as you're going to find, I think, out there playing the game of basketball. I mean, when you talk about effort guys in the league, he's got to be right there near the top, right? You agree with me on that, Gary?
Yeah, no doubt about it.
As far as effort guys,
he's
one of the biggest effort guys in the league. That dude rarely takes a playoff or anything like that. Both sides of the floor, he's always playing hard, and he wants to win. And sometimes it rubs people the wrong way about how he goes about doing his things. Rubs me the wrong way half the time. But, I mean, that's who he is. He's had that since Michigan State, and now he's got it in the NBA.
Well, actually, he's a Le'Veon Bell of Michigan State just like that. Here's
Michigan State guy.
Here's a guy that was kind of overweight in college.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And came out and lost all that weight.
Great
and
comparison.
Turned himself into what he is today. Le'Veon Bell was the same.
I forgot guy. Le'Veon Bell was a little pudgy when he was
pudgy.
A Spartan. He was pudgy. Pudgy.
Yeah, coming out of Michigan State and then lost all that weight and trained and turned himself into that.
He was on that Badger or the Spartan team that beat the Badgers.
I think that Hail Mary
on the Hail Mary play,
I
correct?
So.
Man. He was pudgy.
They had a nice
I forgot
team.
About how pudgy
Michigan
he
State,
was.
Michigan State has had some nice teams.
They were really decent that year.
They
Kirk
still
Cousins,
are.
Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah.
That's a decent program.
Yeah.
No doubt it is.
The Badgers got them this year, too, I believe, at home.
At home.
It's going to be a
is
great
that,
game.
Is that one that you're taking the limo to?
No, not that one.
No, no. I wouldn't want to be
Michigan though. For
lost
sure.
for that one.
Michigan, you got to be.
Would a chance at a three-peat have been enough for you to get on the floor like Kevin Durant did? Mike answers that question now, 414-799-1250. You can do the same, 414-799-1250. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Thanks, guys. Aaron Rodgers last season, didn't he play in a broken leg?
Yeah, that's what they said.
Mm-hmm.
And really nothing to play for.
Correct.
And then you got the collarbone. He came back. I think he went 1-1.
Yeah.
And they finally shut him down, thank God.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tiger Woods, 5 rounds of U.S. Open, broken leg.
Oh, yeah.
If he can't come back, I mean, he has no contract from anybody except Nike. And these guys are just cut from a different cloth, you know. You can't tell them no. And my one last question on Gary Leroy.
Yeah.
What's that golf score from the Lombardi you had?
We finished.
That's a good one, Mike.
No, yeah. We
That's
had
a good one,
Yeah,
Mike.
We finished 13 under. But
well, it looks like you brought a ringer, though, in Brock.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. But the team that won it bought it, and that was your boy David Spanos, Steve.
David Spanos, yeah.
Yeah, they bought it. They bought theirs. So,
just like
Spanos, it was Mason Crosby.
Mason Crosby can hit that thing, can't he?
Tonyan can hit it a ton, and then they got this guy who was the captain of the Marquette's golf team, and he's an All-American. He's like 6'6".
That's fun.
Spanos put a team together. I'm just going to throw that on out there right now.
He brought in a couple of records.
Oh, so when we go up, I think they might have finished like 1,800 or something like that.
He's the CEO of Annex Wealth Management.
Correct.
He's the title sponsor of our toy drive.
Right, who's also the title sponsor.
They've
donated
a bunch of money to us over the years.
Yeah, who's also the title sponsor for the Cancer Foundation, right. Vince Lombardi. So when they go up to announce that they have Mason Crosby come up, then Mason goes, well, and Mason's been the chairperson for this golf tournament for some years now, and this is the first time he's won it. And he goes, well, this is my first time winning it, and I'm just going to go ahead and admit it. Spanos bought it.
He said it?
Yes.
He just said it right open. Hey, you got it, you got it, right?
He goes, but, you know, hey. He goes, that's just like the Green Bay Packers. We buy players, too. We try to buy players to win championships. Sometimes you got to pay a little bit more.
Sometimes you got to do it.
Not very much when he played early in his career, Ted.
So, yeah, it's too far. Late. Yeah, 13 under. I don't know what Leroy finished. So, we finished fifth.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
we're a
decent,
good team.
That's
yeah,
a decent, that's a team. Decent pump.
You know, we could have putted better on the front nine. We would have probably been in there. Just couldn't putt good.
I'm an awful putter. I think I need one of those bigger grip putters.
Yeah,
those
might.
Big, thick ones that they
yeah,
have.
You
I
might.
Got these big hands. I think that might help.
Yeah, you might.
But, like, if I go over to Dean Murray and I wanted to get, like, a ring, he could just size it up for me, make sure that it was all good. Also, my watch, though, that he helped me out with.
You know, when you got the best jeweler and all that kind of stuff, when they wear that, like, that little chain around their neck and they got the little spyglass, you know, they can, you know. You ever seen them?
Where it's like the it rolls out. There's like 6 or 7 glasses on it, and they hold it up.
Yeah, my good friend Dean Murray's got one of those. I noticed that the other day.
Does it make you feel cooler when he busts it out? And he's checking out your piece of
jewelry.
Well,
yeah, it makes
like
you feel real important because he busts it out. He's spatnifying it, you know.
Spatnifying it?
Magnifying it. Looking down at it. He's got this.
Being able to tell you every sparkle that he's got in it.
Then he pushes back and forth, you know, like that. Say, Dean's not messing around, man. Go check my good friend out right now, Dean Murray, guys, for the best possible deals on any piece of jewelry that he has in his shop. But if he doesn't have it, most certainly he can find it and get it for you. The jewelry since located 3 locations, folks, for you. 3 locations. 760 Layton Plaza. Location, Brookfield, Blue Mountain Road, and Tri-City National Bank Building right there on the second floor. They got a third location for you folks in Burlington, Wisconsin, guys. And Dean is going to make sure that you guys get the best possible deal on any piece of jewelry that you have. And don't forget, if you're looking to get the most money for your old gold jewelry, it is at the Jewelry Center, guys. Go see him today. Ask for Dean Murray.
We're going to hear from the Packers head coach, Matt LaFleur. Now, he also going through a Achilles injury. Maybe he'll talk about Kevin Durant. No, he won't. He'll talk about his Packers in minicamp. We'll hear that next. Wendy's Big Show. Wendy's Big Show, 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, in the radio.com app. I'm Bill Schmidt, Baby Tausch, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and Gary Ellerson here as well. Anthony Mandela producing the show as always. We'll talk to Seth Everett. I keep saying self because I'm too used to hearing Leroy say self. Okay. Seth Everett joins us, usually joins us Mondays at 3:48. He's going to join us coming up at 4:48, right around there. Give us a lowdown on the David Ortiz situation, as well as the Milwaukee Brewers, who woke up today in first place before they start an interleague battle. Two-gamer against the Houston Astros tonight. Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin on Deck Show will start up tonight at 6 o'clock. Oh, come on. You're not that upset about Yasmani Grandal catching for Freddie Peralta tonight, are you?
We shall see.
Freddie Peralta opposite Brad Peacock for the Houston Astros tonight. Right now, let's hear from Matt LaFleur. We'll hear Mike Clemens, our Green and Gold reporter, embedded Green and Gold reporter, joins us at 5:35. He just talked to Matt LaFleur along with the rest of the Green Bay media. Mercedes Lewis not in practice today. Any issues for Matt LaFleur? That's Matt LaFleur, Packers head coach. Earlier today, after their first mandatory minicamp up at the Don Hutson Center, or Clark Hinkle Field, correct? That would be where this one would Hinkle would be at. It really is a better place to watch football than you would expect, because especially when you get right down there on the far corner,
yes,
that's where the big guys do the one-on-ones.
That's
what you need to see. Yeah, that's what you want to see when you're doing it. Come on now. We'll talk to Seth Everett. Our National Baseball Insider joins us next. He's got some thoughts on David Ortiz, some information on David Ortiz, who was shot over the weekend in the Dominican Republic. Also, talk about your first-place Brewers. Woke up and they were in first place today. How about it? Thank you, Colorado Rockies. How about that? That works when the Cubs lose. Wendy's Big Show here on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.